Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio. On the line with us now, Michael, Tammy Allen is joining us.
That's right, from the Big Rethink. And this is something that Mind Food is working with them on. We're very proud to be associated with this. It's a wonderful idea. So welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, guys. Nice to be here.
Now, you're the director and producer of it. Tell us all about what the Big Rethink's all about.
It's a program that reduces the stigma and discrimination associated with mental illness, or we call it mental unwellness, or just really being human. Yeah. So the purpose of the Big Rethink is to move people away from the mental illness thinking and into thinking that life's challenges and our responses to stress are all really normal and shouldn't have to be hidden under the table or spoken about in whispers.
Mm. But people do, though, don't they?
Oh, they do, they do. And, I mean, that's our biggest problem, because anyone that's recovered from mental illness, the biggest thing that they've said about their recovery is that it was talking about it that helped the most. As soon as they realise that, oh, my gosh, you know, half the population goes through this and I'm not the only one, there are people out there that have gone through very similar experiences to me, then it's that kind of opening of doors and realising what, how many things are out there to help you. Mm. That gets people through the journey. But we find in Auckland that over the past few years, the communities really respond to entertainment. They love to be entertained. So yeah. If we can kind of sneak this message in a way that also entertains them but is a little bit non-threatening, you know, they can laugh with us, they can cry, but, you know, pretend that they're crying at the piece of theatre or the piece of music as opposed to something that they relate to, it sort of makes it safe and engaging and... Mm. All of those things, yeah.
Now, with the Big Rethink, the scripts I know are coming in, and then you choose, you know, a number of scripts, and then there is a week, isn't it, that all these are performed?
That's right, yeah. We're receiving scripts from all over the world, from as far away as kind of New York and Norway at this stage, which is quite incredible. And the scripts all deal in some way or other with those topics of discrimination. Some of them deal very specifically with a particular diagnosis or somebody's journey and how they got through it, and others deal more generally with what it's like to relate to being discriminated against in some ways. So we'll have a look at those scripts at the end of this month and then choose possibly around 10 of them of what we think are the best scripts to put on at Q Theatre in Auckland City, which is our newest and most fantastic theatre. And then whatever other of the scripts that come in that we think meet the guidelines in terms of suicide prevention and destigmatisation, they'll be released to anyone all over the world that would like to choose some of those scripts to put on in their own towns.
Now, you've had some pickup, though, haven't you, already, that there are some cities that are going to put those together?
That's right. We've got Mind Australia in Melbourne. They're putting on a show, a Rethink show, and it looks like there's somebody in New York that wants to take the film submissions we get and put on a film screening. And we've also got some interest so far, but nothing confirmed, for Sydney, Queensland, possibly Norway, Scotland and the UK. So we're hoping that those come through in the end as well. I think that a lot of those guys want to see the scripts first before they decide to go ahead and put on a show.
Tammy, what are the dates again for the Big Rethink?
It runs from the 2nd to the 6th of October.
Yep.
So we've got a Koha evening on the 2nd, which will be part of our dress and full tech rehearsal. And then the 3rd to the 5th will be our public performances with our final gala evening, including drinks and nibbles and slightly higher ticket prices because of the awards that will be handed out on the 6th of October.
Great stuff. And Mind Food's behind it. We're going to shoot a beautiful portfolio of images. That's going to be in an upcoming edition.
We can't wait. We're so excited that Mind Food's behind it. Thanks so much, guys. It's really exciting.
Oh, that's great. Tammy Allen, great to have you on the show today.
Great to be here.
And, the Big Rethink. For more details, go to mindfood.com. I really believe, and I think Mind Food has a role here too, that if we can write stories and get people talking and thinking, you just don't know, it might help someone. And whether it's a neighbour or a friend or a work colleague, you know, reach out to them.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.